兄姐妹平安。Last time I was here, I talked about at the end of June, I went to Scotland for my graduation.
我跟上次跟弟兄姐妹分享过，在六月的时候呢，我去参加了我的毕业典礼。
It was a great time of thanksgiving, for God's faithfulness.
那是对上帝信实的一个特别的感恩的时节。
It was also a time of celebration as my families came to watch my graduation.
那也是一个值得庆祝的季节，因为我所有很多的亲戚都去参加我的毕业典礼。
But it was also a time of remembering what life was like in Aberdeen back in 2019.
那同时也是一个很好的去回忆、去回望一下我在Aberdeen这么多年的一个时光。
Back in October 2019, me and my family spent a whole month in Aberdeen to get to know my professors and other students.
在2019年的时候，我记得我和我的家里人在Aberdeen住了至少一个月，去了解、认识我的老师、朋友、同学。
Every morning before the sun comes up.
每天早晨太阳升起之前。
And it was dark, it was cold, it was wet, and I would take the bus to school.
天还不亮，月黑风高，我就坐着公车要到学校。
And I would practically spend the whole day in this divinity library.
我会就是大家看到图上这个图书馆是神学图书馆，我就会在那里泡上一天。
The building you see, it's almost 500 years old.
大家所看到的图片上的这个建筑物已经超过500年的历史。
On the way to school, the bus would always pass by a street called Spittle Street.
在去学校的路上呢，公车总是会经过一条街，这条街叫 Spittle 街。
This was a very interesting name, and because I always see this street, and I know it's time to get off the bus.
这条街呢，总是引发我的回忆，因为到了这条街，我就很快就到学校。
Later on, I found out a little bit of a history behind the name.
之后呢，我就查了一下关于这个学校的关于这个词
的由来。The word spittle.Came from the word hospital.
Spittle 这个词呢，其实是从 hospital 医院这个词演化而来。
It was founded in almost a thousand years ago.
那是在一千多年之前。
It was a place for priests that were sick or needed a place for retirement.
是给那些退休的牧师生病了或者养老的地方。
Later, it became a hospital for lepers.
之后呢，那个地方就变成了一个麻风病人的医院。
In the Middle Ages, leprosy was a huge problem in Scotland.
在中世纪的时候，苏格兰那个地方，麻风病啊是非常大的一个问题。
There was no cure, so the only way you could do was to isolate these people from the rest of the city.
这个病呢没得医，唯一的办法就是把病人和其他的没染病的人隔离开来。
And so these lepers, this is where they lived, in this Spittle Street.
那这些麻风病人呢，就是住在这条名为 Spittle 的街上。
And the only way that they could live is on others' kindness, or they beg for food, or they grow whatever they could from the ground, and they would eat it.
这些人之所以能够存活，就是靠了地里那点出产，然后还有就是沿街的乞讨，还有人们的善心。
Every week, only one leper from this colony was allowed to be in the city to beg for money or food.
这个地区每一个礼拜只有一个麻风病人被允许到其他社区去城里去乞讨。
And they had to walk around with a stick to keep themselves away from other people, like a 2-meter stick.
他们走路的时候都带着一个大约两米长的杆，然后以防止其他人碰到。
And of course they have to ring the bell so that everybody knows this is a leper coming and stay away from him.
当然了，他们应该也会带着一个铃铛之类的东西发出噪响声，叫人知道是有麻风病人在这儿。
It's kind of like the Jesus days when the lepers, everybody was afraid of the lepers.
非常像主耶稣基督的时代啊，很多的麻风病人都就是人们都不欢迎他们，非常的害怕他们。
One of the greatest books I've ever read on leprosy was a book called The Gift of Pain by a man named Dr. Paul Brand.
我读过的最好的一本书关于麻风病就是这一本就是痛苦中的成长。
He wrote it with Philip Yancey over here in the middle.
这就是在中间是 Philip Yancey.
Philip Yancey.
Philip Yancey.
And together, Paul Brand describes how he discovered leprosy's the problem with leprosy.
Paul 在这个书上，保罗在这个书上呢，就写了他如何发现这个麻风病。
The reason why lepers always have a very deformed face or hands and feet.
麻风病人之所以有那么样畸形扭曲的一个躯体。
It's because they cannot feel pain.
是因为他们无法感知疼痛。
So if they touch fire, they don't know that their hands on fire.
也就是说，如果他们接近火源，他们根本不知道自己被烫了。
So if he steps on a nail, he doesn't know that he stepped on a nail, and so he just keeps on walking.
也就是说，他们踩了钉子也不知道疼痛啊，还可以继续走路。
I would highly recommend anyone to read this book.
我非常推荐大家去读这本书啊 The Gift of Pain, 痛苦这件礼物。
The word spittle, hospital, hospice, hostel, they all come from the same word.
这四个词医院安宁中心宿舍款待都来自一个词。
It is a place where the sick are welcome.
那就是一个地方，代表了一个病人们可以被接纳的地方。
The poor is taken care of.
穷人们被招待的地方。
Hospitality is a very important concept in ancient Middle East.
在古代的中东地方，款待 hospitality 这个词是具有非常丰富的含义。
And it's also one of the key concepts of discipleship.
也是门徒训练中一个非常重要的概念。
We see this in the life of Abraham.
我们从亚伯拉罕的生命事迹中就可以看到。
The first time we see the Lord appear before Abraham or Abram was Genesis chapter 12.
第一次我们从圣经里看到神遇见亚伯拉罕是在创世纪的十二章。
God tells Abram to leave his home and go to a new place.
上帝神耶和华就叫亚伯兰去离开他的家乡
promised him that he would be a father to a great nation
并且应许他会是一个伟大国家的父
The Lord then appeared again to him in Genesis chapter 15
在创世纪十五章呢耶和华神又向亚伯兰显现
The Lord reminds Abram that he will be a great nation
神又提醒亚伯兰说我你的族裔一定会成为大国
But he still had no child.
但是亚伯兰依然没有后嗣没有孩子
In Genesis chapter 17, he's now 99 years old, and the Lord appeared to him again.
我们来到创世纪十七章，那个时候亚伯兰已经99岁了，还是没有子嗣
He still have no son.
还是没有孩子，没有儿子。
And the Lord reminded him of his promise.
耶和华神又提起他的应许。
And there he changed his name from Abram to Abraham.
也是在那里，亚伯兰的名被改为亚伯拉罕。
Because Abraham will become the father of many nations.
因为亚伯拉罕将成为多国的父。
Now up to this point, Abraham has only heard God speak to him.
也就是我们读到这个时候到目前为止神亚伯拉罕只是听见耶和华神对他说话
But he's never seen God in person face to face
但是没有从来没有亲眼见过
But this change in Genesis chapter 18
个在十八章中就改变了。
When Abraham was sitting in front of his tent on a hot day,
十分炎热的一天，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷口的时候，
he looks up and in the afternoon he sees three strangers walking towards him.
下午的时候他抬头观看，发现有三个陌生人正接近他。
He runs out to meet them and he bows to the ground.
他跑去迎接他们，伏伏在地。
Now some people say, well, Abraham probably knew that they were, this is God showing up.
有一些人读到这里肯定会想，亚伯拉罕肯定知道他们是神。
I don't think that's the case.
我并不这么认为。
Because to show hospitality is normal in the Middle East.
因为在中东那地方，款待别人是非常正常的。
To bow down is a sign of respect, not necessarily worship.
俯伏在地呢，是代表着一个尊敬，并不一定代表是崇拜。
Second, not often you see people in the Bible don't even know that they met God until after they met God.
第二点呢，在圣经中很多的地方有很多的人，他们在遇见神的时候并不知道。
Remember Joshua?
大家记得约书亚吗？
Gideon,
基甸,
Samson's mother,
参孙的母亲,
they all didn't know that it was the angel of God that spoke to them or God himself spoke to them.
他们在当时, 并不知道和他们说话的就是神的使者或者是神自己。
Remember the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4.
还记得约翰福音四章中井边的撒玛利亚女人吗?
The woman didn't know that She was staring at God. She just thought he was a great prophet.
那个女人并不知道她遇见了神，她只是知道啊，我是今天遇见了一个伟大的先知。
And if you read Hebrews chapter 13, I think it's the final support for Abraham not knowing that that was God.
如果大家去读希伯来书十三章，我想那是一个最好的有力的证明，就是亚伯拉罕并不知道那是神。
The author of Hebrews says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality, for by doing this, some have welcomed angels as guests and not even know it."
在希伯来书十三章中，提到，我们在不知不觉中就接待了天使。
Even though the Hebrew author never specifically said that's Abraham.
虽然亚伯拉罕虽然希伯来书并没有明确的指出那就是亚伯拉罕。
It's not difficult to see the context that he is connecting that what he said to Abraham.
但是大家并不难就是去联想到他指的就是亚伯拉罕。
And perhaps that's why when you see paintings like Rembrandt painting Abraham beating the angels, this is how he paints it.
大家看这幅图是伦勃朗的一幅画，一幅油画，是伦勃朗画的亚伯拉罕遇见那三个陌生人的时候。
That Abraham greeted strangers and not know that they are God.Angels.
就是亚伯拉罕不知不觉中接待了神的使者，神自己。
I want to focus today on Abraham's hospitality.
今天呢，我想着重讲一下亚伯拉罕的款待。
Because Genesis chapter 18 seems to focus a lot on how Abraham treated these strangers.
因为在创世纪的十八章呢，特别详尽地描述了亚伯拉罕是如何的去款待这些陌生人。
Verse 1 tells us it was a hot day.
在第一节呢，大家可以看到是非常热的一天。
Most people in the Middle East don't work during the middle of the day.
在中东的很多人呢，都不会在正午的时候干活。
They work in the morning, they work in the evenings, but not in the middle of the day because it's so hot.
他们总是尽量早晚工作，这样呢就可以避免最热的时候。
And so when he sees the three men approaching him, he immediately thinks for them that it's a hot day and they're walking in the sun. It must be tired.
所以当亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷口看见三个人在这么热的天过来的时候，他肯定想着这么热的天他们一定很累了。
That's why he begs them to come into his tent to get some shade away from the sun, to get some rest, because he imagines they must be really tired.
因为他正是想象到了他们一定很累了，所以便邀请他们去到自己的帐篷里。
Secondly, remember Abraham also offered to wash their feet.
并且第二点，亚伯拉罕还想要洗他们的脚，打点水来。
Have you ever walked on a beach with sandals?
大家都有就是穿着凉鞋在沙滩上走路的经历吧。
It's very uncomfortable.
是可以非常不舒服。
They have sand between your toes.
会尤其是沙子夹到脚趾尖的时候。
Or under your feet.
在脚底下粘着的时候。
Have you ever have a little rock that kicks into the sandal?
大家有这种就是凉鞋里进了沙子进了石头的经历吗？
Abraham washed their feet.
亚伯拉罕要洗他们的脚。
Do you remember the time when Jesus was welcomed into the Pharisee's home and the Pharisee never washed his feet?
大家还记不记得新约圣经中耶稣去到一个人的家里法利赛人那里法利赛人
That is a great sign of not welcoming somebody.
那就是一个不欢迎某人的一个很重要的一个表示。
Third, Abraham thought about how hungry they must be.
第三点，亚伯拉罕想到了他们肯定饿了。
And so he asked Sarah to bake some bread, and then he killed a triple A.medium rare steak for a cow to cook a steak for them.
所以呢，他立刻让萨拉赶快和面去做饼，然后呢，并且挑选了一头在现在来说是三 A 级别的小肥牛，然后做成了三分熟的美味的牛排。
Henry Nouwen, he says this, our society seems to be increasingly full of fearful, defensive.Aggressive people anxiously clinging to their property and inclined to look at their surrounding world with suspicion, always expecting an enemy to suddenly appear, intrude, or to do harm. But still, that is our vocation, to convert to the hostis into hospice, the enemy into a guest, and to create the free and fearless space where brotherhood and sisterhood can be formed and fully experienced.
在 Nouwen 写的 Henry Nouwen 写的这本书《富商的医治者》中，他说，我们的社会似乎越来越多的充满恐惧、防备和攻击性的人，他们桀骜率地抓紧自己的财产，倾向于以怀疑的眼光看待周围的世界，总是期待一个敌人突然出现，侵入并带来伤害。然而，这正是我们的诏命，将仇敌化为宾客。创造一个自由无畏的空间，在那里，弟兄姐妹的情谊得以形成并充分体验。
He continues to say, if there is any concept worth restoring to its original depth and evocative potential, it is the concept of hospitality. It is one of the richest biblical concepts that can deepen and broaden our insights into our relationship to our fellow human beings.
并且他说。如果有任何概念值得恢复其原有的深度并唤起潜力，那就是款待的概念。它是圣经中最丰富的词汇之一，能够加深和拓宽我们与他人关系的理解。
Welcoming people or strangers is a very important concept in the Bible.
款待陌生人和其他人是圣经中非常重要的一个概念。
In Exodus chapter 12, God reminds Israel that newcomers are to be welcomed in their midst to participate in the Passover.
在出埃及记的中记载到，以色列人应该欢迎当地的寄居的一起来参加逾越节。
And God gave law to Israel. He says the same law applies to the strangers, to non-Jews among them.
耶和华神在给以色列人的律法中说，这律法也同样适用于外邦人。
God tells Israel never to exploit or to oppress the strangers among them.
耶和华神说不可亏负寄居的，也不可欺压他。
They have to remember that they were once foreigners in Egypt.
因为他们也要记得他们曾经在埃及地做过寄居的。
And Israel is to treat others like they love themselves or their own people.
并且要求以色列人应该爱寄居的和外邦人，就像他们爱自己和自己的弟兄姐妹一样。
These are people that's not one of us.
那些人就是不是我们中间的人。
They are different from us.
和我们不一样。
They speak a language, not our language.
不说我们的语言。
They might not have as much money as we do, or not, or far richer than we do.
他们可能没有我们富，或者说富得流油。
They could even be people that we don't like.
他们甚至可能就是我们不喜欢的那些人。
People that are annoying.
那些烦人的人。
People that hurt us.
伤害过我们的人。
Basically, God says, welcome them all in your midst.
基本上神就是说要接待他们，接纳他们。
In later years in Israel's history, God, through the prophets, told Israel one of the greatest sins was that they oppress the newcomers in their midst.
在以色列之后的历史中，神派遣了很多的先知来谴责，指责以色列人，说他们欺压外邦的，外邦寄居的。
God is very clear that strangers among them are to be treated with dignity, respect, kindness, compassion, and fairness.
神很明确地告诉以色列人要用尊重、尊严、怜悯、同情、爱、仁爱去对待以色列人，对待外邦人。
That's because that's the very essence of God's character.
因为那就是神的基本的一个属性啊，神的所事。
Psalm 146 tells us the Lord protects resident aliens and helps the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked.
在诗篇146篇中提到神耶和华保护寄居的，扶持孤儿和寡妇，却使恶人的道路弯曲。
Our God is a God who stands on the side of the weak, the marginalized, the lonely, the rejected, the unwanted.
我们的神就是站在这样一群不受待见的、被边缘化的、贫穷的、疾病的这么一些弱势群体的这一边。
Remember when Mary met Elizabeth, her cousin, when she was pregnant with Jesus?
还记得玛利亚在见到她的表姐伊丽莎白的时候吗？
She sings a song.
她唱了一首歌。
她不可以不歌唱。She had to sing.
她得唱歌。
Why? Because this is what she sings. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. He has exalted the lowly and he satisfied the hungry with good things.
他唱道，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念使女的卑微，他叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得以饱足。
Remember in Psalm chapter 23, the famous Psalm of David.
大家还记得大卫的一篇著名的诗篇23篇。
At the very end, David says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
诗人说道，在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
I used to think that that means God is showing me off in front of my enemies, kind of saying, "Ha ha, look how good I treat my own. Look how bad you are, because you know this. You mess with the wrong person."
读到这个诗篇的时候，我以前的我曾经这么想说啊，你看神是如此的眷顾我，我就是特别的那一个，你们这些人最好少惹我。
But now I'm thinking it differently.
但是现在我不再这样想。
That God is also welcoming my enemy to the table.
啊，这里有这另外一层的意思是，神也在邀请我的仇敌一同到桌前。
God is using me to bless my enemy.
神是在使用我来祝福我的敌人们。
When we talk about Christian discipleship, it's always very concrete.
当我们讲到基督徒的门训的时候，是非常具体的。
We are the body of Christ, not the spirit of Christ, not the concept of Christ, but the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体，并不是基督的精神、基督的概念、基督的思想。
You can never talk about spiritual things without talking about material things.
离开了这个物质，你就不能谈这个精神方面的事情。
James in chapter 2 says, "Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith with my works."
在雅各书二章十八节中说到，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
When I was in university, there was an evangelistic event held by my church.
当我还在读大学的时候呢，曾经我的团契有一个福音的活动。
I was very excited because I finally invited two of my friends from school to come to this meeting.
我非常的兴奋，我邀请了我的朋友们一起来参加这样一个活动。
My two friends are shy people, not very social.
我的那些朋友呢都是I 人，不是很能 social. Okay.
很whatever. So I and my friend, me and my friends were sitting in near the front.
就他们不是很善社交哈，所以我和我的朋友们就是坐在那里。
And the meeting hasn't started, and then I heard all my fellowship were far behind me.
那个会就开始了，集会开始了，我就听到我的那些基督徒的朋友们呢，都在后站在后面说话。
So I got up and I walked to the back of the church and I talked to my fellowship.
所以呢，我就站起来，去到后面来，对我的基督徒朋友们说。
They were talking and laughing.
他们当时正在有说有笑。
I said, I have invited two of my friends from school to come. Would you like to come and welcome them?
我对他们说，我请了几个朋友，来到参加我们这个活动。你们想去见一下吗？
One of them turned to me and said,
他们其中一个转过来对我说，
You bring them over.
好啊，把他们带来吧。
Those words, bring them over, burned into my memory.
这几个词把他们带来，深深地烙在了我的记忆里。
And they go on and talk to each other.
然后他们就继续说话。
That is not the behavior of the body of Christ.
这绝对不是一个基督身体的一个行为。
Remember when Paul in Philippians chapter 2, he says our attitude should be like that of Jesus, where he was God himself but did not consider equality with God. Instead, he made himself nothing. He took the very nature of a servant, becoming like a human, being found in the appearance of a human, he humbled himself to the point of obedient to death, even death on a cross.
在腓立比书二章中，保罗说道：你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
You and I are sinners, the enemy of God.
你和我 就是这些罪人，就是神的敌人。
Yet he comes to us, not expecting us to come to him because we can. He comes to us and welcome us to his table.
然而他们却然而耶稣基督却亲自的来到我们中间来找我们，而不是我们去找他，因为我们不能够去找他。
That is the God that we believe.
这就是我们所信的神呢。
The God who shows us hospitality when we were not worthy of hospitality.
就是当我们不配得款待的时候，神向我们款待了我们。
That is why Christians practice hospitality because of Jesus.
那就是为什么基督徒要践行款待，因为主耶稣基督的这么样一个款待的心。
Because every Christian sees everyone through Jesus.
是因为我们基督徒是透过主耶稣基督看彼此。
That is why when whatever that we do, we're doing it as if we're doing it for Jesus.
这就是为什么说无论什么事我们都像是为基督做的。
Remember Jesus says that, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers, even just a cup of cold water, you did it for me, or to me.
这就是为什么主耶稣曾经说过你们既把这最小的一件事，像是给一杯凉水这样一件事，做在一个微小的人身上，就是做在我身上。
Have you ever smiled at someone who you don't know?
大家向陌生人微笑过吗
？Turn around, look at somebody you don't know and smile at it.
可以，大家可以转头看看有没有不认识的人啊，专门向他微笑一下。
Not a, but a real like genuine.Like smile, not a weird smile. Like you know, like that. That's scary. Don't do that.
不是，不要不要假笑啊！要真诚的微笑。
When was the last time we find out somebody's name that we don't know? Somebody that we don't know their name.
大家上一次来去自己去询问一个陌生人的名字是什么时候
？Or say, "Welcome to our church. Let me buy you a cup of coffee over at In Touch Cafe."
或者是对他说请你来我们的教会我给你买杯咖啡吧在 In Touch
or see people that are standing by themselves after worship or fellowship and say come and join us
或者说是看到有人就把他热情的请进我们的聚会中来加入我们吧
when I go for a walk in the morning I often say hi to people even though they don't say hi to me
当我每天早上去走路的时候，我经常会我总是对人说早安，即便他们有一些都不回我。
Not like hi, like that's weird. Like don't do that. But hi, good morning.
就是一句很正常的早安。
Because I want to see everybody as if they are angels from God.
因为我想看待每一个人就如同是神的天使。
Look at the person next to you.
看看自己旁边的那一个人。
Ask them, "Are you an angel of God?"
问问他们，你是不是神的天使？你是神派来的吗
？Husbands, now is the time to look at your wife and say, "You are an angel from God." This is the time.
现在的这个先生们丈夫们，赶快看看自己的这个妻子。这就是你现在表达的最好的时候。
For those of you who are not married, you can also say that to a stranger. Well, maybe not. That would be weird. But look at everybody as if they are angels from God. How would you treat them differently?
所以大家就是看一下，看一下周围是不是你们能够像接待神的天使一样去招待一个人。
Do you remember last time I talked about A.B. Simpson?
大家还记得上一次我提到宣信博士？
He saw new immigrants on the streets and he welcomed them.
他看在街上看到了新移民，他就去迎接他们，欢迎他们。
Because immigrants are often not welcomed, or loved, or treated well.
因为新移民呢，通常都是不被待见的，不被爱的，不被很好的对待。
When the Christian and Missionary Alliance movement came to Canada, John Salmon and William Howland became two key leaders in those movements.
当这个基督教宣教会发展到加拿大的时候呢，张三门和 William Howland 他们就变成了这个运动的两个重要人物。
He's a pastor.
张三门呢是个牧师。
He was the mayor of Toronto.
他是William Howland 是当时是多伦多市的市长。
These two men, on a Saturday night, you know where you find them, on downtown streets of Toronto, serving the drunks, the homeless, and people who have no hope in life. You will find these two men serving them.
这两个人呢，他们在周六的晚上，你会在哪里找到他们呢？就是在当时多伦多的市中心。他们在周六的晚上去服侍那些个生病的醉鬼这么样一些穷困潦倒的人。
In Toronto, the Alliance built multiple healing homes, people where they can come and we will pray for them for healing, and some have experienced healing.
在当时在多伦多呢，建立了很多的康复治疗中心。
Interestingly, the locations of these healing homes now are the four Toronto hospitals.
非常有趣的一个现象就是，大家可以看到地图中这些个曾经的治疗中心、治疗地点存在的地方，就是多伦多市的现在四个。主要医院的所在地。
Dear brothers and sisters of ECAC.
亲爱的爱城宣道会的所有的弟兄姐妹们。
You are a very welcoming community.
你们其实是一个非常热情好客的这么样一个教会。
This is something that you are commended for because you do that very well.
这是你们被遵行神的命令去做的，而且做得很好。
When I think of you, many of you, I think of the verse in Peter, 1 Peter's where he says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
每当我想到你们的时候，我想到彼得前书的四章九节，说到你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
I'm going to finish by quoting Daryl Gruder where he says, before the church is called to do or say anything, it is called to be called and sent to be a unique community of those who live under the reign of God. The church displays the first fruit of the forgiven and the forgiving people of God who are brought together across the rubble of dividing walls that have crumbled under the weight of the cross. It is the harbinger of a new humanity that lives in genuine community, a form of companionship and wholeness that humanity craves.
我想以这个达瑞尔格鲁德这段话来作为我今天讲到的这个结束。他说，在教会被召去或被召去做或去说任何事情之前，他是被召和被差而成为在上帝治理下生活的独特群体。教会展示了被上帝赦免并彼此宽恕之人的初熟果子，他们被聚集在一起，跨越了在十字架重压下崩塌的分隔之墙的瓦砾，它是新人类的预兆。这群人生活在真正的社区中，体现了人类渴望的陪伴形式和完整性。
Let us pray together.
我们祷告。
We are a new community created by Jesus. We are a new humanity.Because we have been given life by the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, help us welcome strangers among us. Help us welcome the immigrants, the lowly, the marginalized, those who people look down upon. Help us love those and welcome those people that the world does not welcome, but they are welcome into the body of Christ. This is our cry to be a church.A true church that follows our Lord Jesus Christ, that welcomes sinners into his midst. and welcome them to the table of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
让我们一起来学习怎么去爱人，像神一样去爱人。
有一份爱从天而来，比山高，比海深，这不懂摸不着，却看得见。因为有你，因为有我，甘心给，用心爱，把心中这一份爱活出来。